what does the bottom of the ocean look like? A global collaboration of public and private groups are working to figure that out. The goal is to completely map the seafloor by the year 2030. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Rasha McChesney has more from three Alaska companies who are pitching in on the effort.
The Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation is spearheading a project that could lead to the state getting a pipeline from Prudhoe Bay down to Nikiski in Cook Inlet. There, liquefied natural gas would be loaded onto tankers and then shipped to Asia. But before they could decide if it was feasible to do that, project managers needed to know what the bottom of the inlet looked like. Cook Inlet has extreme tides, giant boulders, and moving sand waves that could potentially bury the pipeline. So they hired a geoservice company to chart it out for them. And it turns out that Fugro, that's the company they hired, is part of a massive effort to completely map the seafloor by 2030. Fugro Alaska General Manager Rada Hajinova told me about it at a recent conference in Juneau.
Surprisingly, the world oceans are not mapped. They just look like they are, but it's just a visual trick.
Yeah, wait, I use that Google Earth thing all the time where I'm scrolling through to see what something is. Are you telling me those maps are a lie?
Those are just fillers. That's what we think it is. It's not based on any sounding or any measurement.
Fugro is partnering with this Seabed 2030 effort to replace those filler charts with real data. To do that, they're doing new mapping expeditions and helping to convince governments, private companies, and other sources of seafloor data to make it public, including the state's Gasline Corporation.
And, we thought about it for a bit, and we said, yeah.
That's Fritz Krusen. He's a VP at the Gasline Corporation.
This sounds like something good for the public, for the Cook Inlet fishermen and for the marine traffic that goes up and down to Anchorage through the Cook Inlet.
Krusen says the state corporation has to clear the request with BP, ConocoPhillips, and ExxonMobil first. They're the ones who own the original data. But he expects the data to be released in a few weeks. They're not the first company in Alaska to pay for marine charting data, then turn it over to the public. In late 2017, the broadband company Quintillion finished installing more than 1,000 miles of cable along Alaska's Arctic coast, bringing internet to communities from Prudhoe Bay to Nome. And just like the state's gas line project, the company needed to know what was happening under the water before it could install the fiber optic cable. Christina Woolston is the company's VP of External Relations. And she says when the company started its project, there just wasn't a lot of information available about the seabed floor in the area.
We had a blank map to start from, and we surveyed the seabed floor along about 1,000 miles along the coast of Alaska.
Because this is the first time this type of work has been done in the area, Woolston says it adds data that could be used to build functional charts for everyone from fishing boat captains to new private industry in the Arctic. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.